Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The views and opinions expressed in the Golden Boot Podcast are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Golden Boot Podcast as a whole.
Y'all ready to get rolling? Quiet on the set. Welcome back to another high episode of the Golden Boot. It's your boy Pooh Bear. I'm here alone tonight, man. But we got a great show in store. First, before we get started, I want to send thoughts and prayers to my man Ant Marshall and his family. That's all I say on that. Thoughts and prayers. We will be praying for your brother. Everything's gonna be all right. I'm gonna put it in God's hand. Now, man, we're gonna talk, man. We got a lot of good things to talk about. We have a women's champion. Unfortunately, it ain't LSU, but we'll get there. We're gonna talk about it. We gotta talk about, man, all this conversation that happened this week around our very own Angel Reese. We're gonna talk a little football. We're gonna talk about the men's side. Yeah, man, we got a couple things to talk about, man. But first, y'all know what we got to do. We got to give a shout out to our sponsors over at BetOnline. BetOnline.ag. We will be back in 1 minute. BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your sports information, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds, lines, and player injury reports for this year's NBA and NHL playoffs. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters. This season, we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. We have everything from NBA, NFL, MLB, and NHL to golf, tennis, UFC, and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games that you can play right from your home. Head on over to betonline.ag today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use the promo code BLEAV to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And welcome back. Let's go ahead and get to it, man. Let's start off. Congratulations to Dawn Staley and the South Carolina Gamecocks on winning the Women's National Championship. Understood. It's not necessarily what we wanted, who we wanted. But, man, we do got to talk. We do got to talk about this game. The last three games, well, technically, three of the last four games that South Carolina played, the defense on Caitlin Clark was, it wasn't perfect, but it definitely slowed her down. And it's funny to say you slow her down when she got 30, 20. I forget what she got West Virginia, and she dropped 41 on LSU. All right, make that a little bit better. But looking at today, South Carolina. South Carolina came in there on a mission. This was definitely a revenge tour. They talked about last year how Raven Johnson felt disrespected with the whole wave off thing. And she played great defense on Caitlin in her time. I forget the other young lady that was guarding Caitlin to begin the game. It was, I want to say it may have been Hall, Bree Hall, who was guarding Caitlin. Caitlin was 10 of 28 for 30 points, 5 of 13, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Most of her damage came in the first quarter. She had 18 in the first quarter and only scored 12 in the remaining three quarters. The rest of the team, Martin had 16. Marshall had 6. Yikes. A Falter had 12. And, Stokey had 11. No points from the bench. Zip zero. Stingy with the Neros. Johnson, Tessa Johnson for South Carolina off the bench had 19 points by herself. Fuwale added another 9. Fagan added 3. I'm sorry, added 6. And Watkins added 3. The biggest difference in this game, and she didn't, points-wise, she had, only had 15. But her presence on the inside was big. And that was Cardoza. Cardoza was big on the inside, no pun intended. But she put it out there. She was able to handle the paint. Iowa started off by triple teaming her. When South Carolina started making those outside shots, it opened it up for her. She was getting rebounds. She was able to pass it out. She was making free throws at the free throw line. Well, I say that. She was 1 of 5. That was a big issue for South Carolina. They were 9 of 17 from the free throw line. But it turned out not to bite them in the butt at the end. But that's where we're at, man. South Carolina. Scary part about this, they got a lot of freshmen. If I'm not mistaken, Cardoza is the only person leaving. So, yeah. Yeah. Let's get some of y'all thoughts, read some of these comments. Pause up. Say, I tried calling Caitlin Clark's phone, no ring. Yeah. Can't be the GOAT with no rings. She's definitely a great, you know what I'm saying, for the sport. But, yeah, no. Key says, Raven shot terrible. Shot horrible, though, but her defensive effort was great. Yeah. I give her that. So, she definitely played great. Dave said they had Johnson on her, Hall, Wiley jumped in on her a little too. Yeah. Caitlin was rattled. You could tell she was rattled. There were even times that she didn't even – ask for the, you know, saying for the ball. She wasn't even trying to get the ball. But yeah, man, that's where we at. Congratulations again to South Carolina. Congratulations to Don Staley. We're going to come back to Don Staley in a little bit, but I do want to touch on some LSU. Talk about our Tigers and where we stand. We got some news earlier this week. Haley Van Lith. re-entered the transfer portal. Don't think anybody's surprised by that. The fit for her at LSU just wasn't there. She is a, I still think she is a good player, great player. But the offense that LSU runs, there's no way that she just, it's going to be beneficial for her. We go inside a lot. We don't need a ball dominant point guard. You need somebody who's going to be able to facilitate and can present an offensive threat when they start clogging the lane. But yeah, I don't know. Key asks where you got her going. Honestly, I have no idea. I got to see what it looks like. I hadn't even looked at as far as what teams look like right now, coaching situations. I would have said Kentucky. But, you know, the young lady, Georgia Amore, is leaving Virginia Tech to go to Kentucky. Dave says, people blaming Van HVL, but it wasn't her fault. She never fit with us from the beginning. Yeah, I agree. It's not necessarily her fault, but she definitely is a reason why. I ain't gonna say she the reason. It's not her fault. She's definitely it just wasn't a good fit. What we needed for point guard, we didn't get. Now to the news that that really, I think it LSU will be okay, but it hurt LSU more. Angel Reese declared for the WNBA. First off, Angel did a phenomenal job with her announcement going through Vogue. That was amazing. It was beautiful. It's her personality. It's her all through and through. Congratulations to Angel. I wish her nothing but the best. She's done so much for LSU. She's brought so much to LSU. Congrats to her. But it leads to the next thing I want to talk about. The comments from Emmanuel Acho. Where do I begin? So, Emmanuel Acho made statements, and I'm paraphrasing when I say this. He basically said, you can't play the big bad wolf and then cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog when you lose. It's several things about what Acho said. He went on and said a whole bunch of stuff. Says she dressed grown. If you want to dress grown, talk grown, get paid like you grown. Tell grown-ups to wash their mouth and get their money up. That you can't cry. So here's the thing. This kind of comes full circle. She made her announcement via Vogue, I think the day after the loss is made. Yeah, I think. Uh oh. Y'all with me? Y'all still with me? Give me a thumbs up if you still see me. Look like I got a little internet glitch. Okay, here we go. So basically, the interview or the announcement via Vogue was pre-planned. She did that photo shoot or an announcement, had that ready way before there, I believe, before they left to go to Albany. When Angel Reese was up on that stage, those tears were not because of a loss. Those tears were because she knew she had played her last game at a school she loved, at a place she loved, with friends and teammates that she loved. For guys like, there are several people, and Danny Girl brought it out, said, there are a lot of men with an opinion on this. Joy was the only one that made sense. Also check out Taylor Rook's comment, Danny, because she pointed out a lot of stuff. But then you had several guys that came through later on and dropped some knowledge. But here's the issue. Some of you, if you've ever played competitive sports, whether it be high school, made it to college, hell, if the last time you played was middle school.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
That last game you played with your teammates and stuff was a little emotional. If you know you were graduating, going to the next level, or if you knew that you weren't going to play again, that game is emotional. At the end, you tend to cry. A lot of people cry, win, lose, draw, whatever, they cry. So those tears were not, hey, we just lost, I'm gonna cry because we lost. Those were tears of, I guess you can say, of joy, of happiness to have shared that experience. Another thing about that, the comments about her saying, you know, what she's been through, the being over-sexualized, death threats, the comments on her being a thug, and all the other racist stuff we've seen. Her comments about that and making a statement saying about what all she's been through, and she hadn't been happy since she won the national championship. See, she didn't just come out and start that conversation. She was asked a question. So for everyone out there saying that, you know, if you know, saying she deserves it, she talked that trash, now she getting it back, you know, saying don't go up there complaining. That wasn't the problem. It was a question. People are so quick to take a 5-minute snip and make a judgment off of it and make a comment off of it, that if you do a little research, you will see. Go back to last year. End of the season, she talked about the same things, or some of the same things. It got worse this year, but she talked about some of the same things about not being, you know, being called a thug and stuff like the dirty debutantes. Come on, man. Come on. You got national media outlets writing this stuff, and all of a sudden, you know, when she comments on it, people are saying you can't go out there and do that. Emmanuel Acho eventually came back around and gave some half-ass apology. Dude, if y'all really want to know about Emmanuel Acho, look at his history. Look at the people he's defended in public, and then look at, you know, the people he's going after and criticized. Context matters. Hence the name of this episode. Context matters. They said, what she say? She basically talked about it, literally that said that, you know, she's been sexualized and had received death threats, the racial stuff. The only thing I hadn't seen, but I know, was the sexualized stuff. I didn't know somebody, there's apparently a AI out there of her naked or nude or whatever. I hadn't seen that, but what I have seen or heard are people making stupid comments about her being around certain people, you know, sports figures, you know, maybe they just trying to get. Why? Wow, that's so stupid. Even Jaden Daniels has hung around several sports figures. Dylan Cruz has been around. Paul Skeens has been around several sports figures after the championships and stuff. Nobody ever said maybe they're just trying to get the cheeks. But Angel Reese gets that. So, yeah, just stupid. But that leads me to the next topic that I want to talk about. Sports media. Has sports media, hold on, I'm sorry about that. Has sports media lost its credibility? What do I mean by that? Pooh, ain't you technically sports media? I guess you could say that. I guess technically the Golden Buddha is sports media. But what do I mean about has sports media lost its credibility? I said I want to come back to Don Staley. Sometime last week, Don Staley made a comment about basically, you know, honoring God or praising God or something. And people had a problem with her statement. She doubled down on it. Then yesterday, I think its story came out yesterday, a reporter from OutKick at the press conference asked Don Staley, did she feel that transgender athletes should be able, or transgender athletes or women that were biologically born male, should they be allowed to compete in women's sports? That had nothing to do with Iowa and South Carolina. I wish Don Staley hadn't necessarily answered the question, but she chose to. And her answer was, I think she said, if you consider yourself a woman, I don't see a problem with it. And she moved on, elaborating stuff. People took up issue with that. If she had said, no, I don't think so, people would have took up issue with that. Here's the thing. I don't want to get into too political with this, but I want to break this down. I think there's like 22,000. That's not right. It's like 200 some thousand student athletes, NCAA, all the divisions or whatever, something like that. Some large number. Of that number, there's only 32 transgender athletes. It is a non-freaking factor. Why are you asking? None were playing in the game today. None. And people are asking about transgender athletes. Half you men out here couldn't survive on a court with half the WNBA. Hell, most of you men out here can't survive on the court with the WNBA. So to come up with this stuff and ask these stupid questions, we got to stop. Media getting on there asking coaches about things that have nothing to do. Setting up political questions, asking them about coming out for the anthem. Stop. Get back to reporting on the game. Get back to the root of the game. Whether we liked Don Staley's comments and stuff on, I'm sorry, not Don Staley, Kim Mulkey's comments to the press and stuff like that. She's got a point with saying how media acts these days, how media is just an attack. It's stupid. Media, you've got to do better. You've got to stop asking coaches questions about things that just don't matter, or asking kids, the student athletes, questions that don't matter. Move on. Dave says, it's definitely starting to go astray from its purpose. It's supposed to be unbiased and authentic, but you can tell that certain things get pushed. Completely agree. Everybody's got a narrative, and you can tell. I mean, I got to throw myself in the book. We have a narrative. We want to push LSU. We talk about all media, but we want to push LSU. So we're going to find, but we're not out there going to ask, hey, how do you feel about, you know, the circus coming to town? And come on, get out. Let's move on, people. Yeah. Pause up, going back to the kind of the Angel Reese comment, says our players really had no choice but to accept the villain role. They've been framed that because we wrecked a Cinderella story in Iowa in that title. That is true. That is true. Yeah, Dave talks about Don Staley. He says she shouldn't have even answered. I think it took forever for her to answer because she didn't want to say what she really wanted to say and went the PC route. Yeah. Yeah. It's wild what we're getting to. Some of the questions was coming up to. But man, next up, man, we got a men's game. The men's title game is coming up tomorrow. It's probably one of the least I thought last year was boring when you had UConn and San Diego State. This year, we've got UConn and Purdue. I think the game itself would be interesting. I just don't think a lot of people are interested in the game. You got Zach Edey. And as a matter of fact, Zach Edey's the only name I honestly even recognize in this whole game. I could not name you one player on UConn's team. But I can tell you this. UConn has a completely different starting five from last year. And the way they've been able to compete, Alabama game was probably the closest game that UConn has played this entire tournament. And in the end, it was a blowout too. Let's see here. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to pull up some information. Danny Girl asks, men's game, who is better, Edie or Klingon? UConn has a big Klingon, is ranked higher than Edie on the draft boards. Overall, I think Edie's presence in the college game or dominance is just sheer size. As far as going to the NBA, his speed, he is slow. Slow. I'm talking I'm talking to early in the half. Ant had a great comparison for Edie. He said, yeah, I mean. And I thought that was a good one because he's big, but his feet are slow. And that's probably the biggest issue with Edie. Here we go. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up so I can get some. Get a little bit more info on these teams. ESPN has UConn repeating at 54.3%. Yeah. Purdue comes into the game 34-4. UConn is 36-3. Two number one seeds battling. Leaders for each. For Purdue is Edie. Rebounds. I'm sorry, for Purdue points is Edie at 24.9. For UConn is T. Newton, point guard or a guard at 14.9. Edie has the rebounds at 12.2. Klingon that Danny mentioned at 7.4. Assist is B. Smith for Purdue. For UConn is 6.2 with T. Newton. B. Smith is 7.5 as well. The one thing about this, if UConn is going to compete, they can't do what they did against Alabama, which is try to just outshoot them, shoot three after three after three. If UConn plays mid-range, you know, drive to the back, get Edie in some foul trouble, I think they're good. So, Rod came in and said the women basketball season is was great. I pray that continues. Yeah, yeah. Danny says Edie has become the Caitlin Clark storyline, and he gets all the calls in his favor, just like Caitlin Clark camps in the paint and never gets called for it. Yeah, we gonna see. We'll see. What's up, Marv? Marv asked how my son is doing. He's all right. He's doing track. Finishing up. We'll be heading to Houston in late May. So look forward to that. Look forward to that. But yeah, men's game. If anybody's excited about it, you must be a fan of one of these two teams. Other than that, it's something to watch. I mean, that's just point blank, period. I don't have anything else nice to say about it. So now let's talk about something we really care about. Let's talk about LSU and what we've seen so far this spring, or how we feel about LSU this spring, things we've seen, things we've heard. First off, I think the one thing that everybody wants to see is improvement on the defense. I can honestly say from everything I've seen, the defense has improved, except for in one area, defensive line. And it's not necessarily a coaching issue, which has been an issue in the past. This is a bodies issue. And possibly talent. I'm not going to disrespect anybody there, but I think this is more of a bodies issue and getting the right people in, the right personnel. The secondary, because Roderick asked, you know, say, how you like Sage, bro? First of all, Roger, I know you coming in here asking that question with all 337 pride on your hands. But what I can say about Sage has looked good. We've seen Sage get multiple interceptions. Seems like every time they're showing a highlight, it's Sage, you know, a defensive highlight, is Sage getting a pick or breakup or something like that. My concern with that, though, Roger, is that due to familiarity or is that due to him just him improving? I think it's a little bit of both. We did see Sage improve last year as he was getting better towards the end of the season with his coverage and everything like that. Now we're starting to see him turn the corner. He's also playing in a more natural position. So he's looking better that way. I'm excited from what I'm seeing from Sage. Another name that I'm excited from what I'm hearing and seeing, Danny, hold your horses, because I know what you're going to say. But like Kyren Lacy. I'm excited for what I'm seeing from Kyren Lacy. Kyren Lacy has taken everything personal, and he is set out to prove himself as wide receiver one. Let's think about this. Kyren Lacy was said to be wide receiver two, wide receiver three, because they were bringing in CJ Daniels, and everybody said that Chris Hilton is going to overtake that spot, or Aaron Anderson, or one of the young guys. I think Kyren Lacy took that personal. He's ready to show y'all why he deserves to be wide receiver one. Marvin, talk about the D line. Said, man, after I watched that D tackle get pancaked, we need four out the portal. Yeah, I agree. see, I knew it. Dan said she was literally typing when she said, hold your horses. When I said, hold your horses, I understand, because the first thing that's going to pop up is, he's done this before. We've seen him have these kind of these breakouts in spring practices before. Understood. I just personally believe that he's turned the corner. He's taking this personal and he's stepping up. Adam asks, we concerned with Moore and Moses flipping? I'm hearing a lot about Moore. I don't know about Moses. I don't know if I'm worried about Moses flipping. Moore, I think there's a possibility, but at the same time, I think LSU has done enough. I mean, we always going to look over our shoulders. Especially he's in Texas. I don't know. I don't think I'm worried about him flipping right now. I brought this up last night in Spaces. One thing I am concerned about, nobody's really talking about, is quarterback Nuss. Not that I'm worried about Nuss being this a bad, you know, replacement, or he's not going to pan out. I think Nuss is so talented. My actual concern with Nuss is all these interceptions we're seeing. About we were talking about Sage, and we've seen several other DBs get interception and stuff. A lot of those were from Nuss. The bright side of that, because I have asked a few people, the interceptions that Nuss is throwing is not necessarily him throwing, making a bad decision with the throw, but it's more or less of him maybe not putting the ball in the right place or something. There's things that are very coachable. I think Nuss is going to work out very well. I said it before. My thoughts, Nuss season, I'm thinking he's going to have 3,200 passing yards, 30 touchdowns. The interceptions is the number I did not talk about, and I'm just hoping it's low. We accept some risk. We don't have to accept all the risk. Roderick says, he chimes in, says, BK said Bo loves Tank and how he's progressing, how his progression has went well so far, as to say that he has that job locked up. Tank is a good one. I need more Tanks, though. I need more in the middle. And I want to see a lot more from Tank. I know Tank has that drive. I just want to see a lot more from him. I know we hadn't necessarily seen it before, but before was a different situation as well. So, yeah. I ain't going to even go there, Danny. we also heard praise from Joe Sloan on our center, DJ Chester. He talks about how great he's been, his understanding of the game. I think that, it's, and Preston mentioned this last night, it's got to be telling when you've got a redshirt freshman that comes in and pushes out an older guy and pretty much beats him out to be center, and that guy transfers out before spring. So yeah. This offense, I have no worries about this offensive line. Only worry, Emory Jones, I think, has been out a little banged up. But with that said, I think we're still in good hands. I think he'll be okay for the summer, and looking forward to that. Looking forward to his return. And we should get that Joe Moore Award. I don't care. Marv said, Tank better bring it this year. No more getting pushed around. Yeah. Danny says, I'm hoping to hear about Nuss going and doing some offseason work during the summer as well. I don't want him to get comfortable as QB1 and not have some Mamba mentality. I think you'll hear about it. I think he's gone pretty much every summer and worked out somewhere with the wide receivers. So, yeah, but I'm with you, though. Now that you've got the job, You should not be just slacking. You should still be out there working with those guys. Next, man, I want to talk about something that I have no idea where this came from, but let's throw this in the take Boo Boo and throw it against the wall and see what sticks category. Malik Nabers has apparently it was some reports come out that Malik Nabers is labeled a quote unquote high maintenance guy. And there may be some off the field things that they had to discuss and interview about. I don't know where this comes from. I want to fully discredit this. I'm taking a little caution, because we heard some stuff like this about Darius Geis. But the problem is, Darius Geis' situation and what we were hearing about him was more of a, I think that was more of a one-off versus what we have now in a guy like Malik Nabers. We've seen Malik be unselfish. We've seen him, his love and his passion. Him playing in the coming to play in the bowl game and wanting to play the whole bowl game, being pulled out of the game by the head coach. It's interesting to me that we said that he has a off-field issue or basically a diva mentality. It's kind of what they kind of alluded to. It's interesting to me that they would say that about Malik Nabers, but Marvin kind of alludes to it, said they trying to push Marv says they trying to push him down for Marvin Harrison Jr. That's what it sounds like. Marvin Harrison Jr. did not participate in Pro Day or the NFL Combine. Yeah. But Malik Nabers is the issue. He's the high, he's the guy with the character flaw. He's the guy who has the attitude problem. The guy that, you know, they've got to do more interviews on it. Has anybody seen any negative articles about Marvin Harrison? What about Caleb Williams? Interesting. Because I've seen them about Jaden. Now, I've seen them about Malik Nabers. Makes you wonder. But Danny brings up, say, what type of five-star receiver in the draft is not a high-maintenance diva personality? This sounds like agents and handlers trying to change narratives. Interesting. Roderick says the media painting a picture that that man a baller, Malik a man. I agree. And David tying it together, exactly, the media again. But as the title states, context matters. Danny says she's seen some stuff about Caleb for sure. So Next up, I don't have much information on this, but I do want to mention it because it could potentially be big news. But Trey Holly, three charges against Trey Holly, including the attempted murder charge, were dropped. He does still have face a charge of it's a felony charge of illegal use of a firearm or something to that effect. So he's not necessarily out of the woods yet, but it is a good sign to see that Trey Holly, you know, name and start, or at least some of this is being cleared. He's still has a chance to be reinstated, be on this team. Running back is a position of need, but more importantly, Trey Holly, from everything I've seen, everything we've heard, is a great young man. This is a young man who, when hurricanes hit, he went out, he basically started like a drive to help his parish. He's done an anti-bullying campaign and stuff at the school and stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely someone that this does not necessarily fit the what we've known, the character. Danny said it is labeled as unlawful discharge of a firearm. She says, which I am unsure how that is a felony. No. All right, go away. All right. That's all I have on that, and because I don't want to report anything erroneously and not do it any justice. But man, I do want to move on to the NFL. A big move was made this week as Houston traded for Stephon Diggs, adding him to their already improving and stellar roster. So far, Houston has added Mixon, Diggs, of course. Well, I say they've added, but let's look at what they have. They've got Mixon, Pierce.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I believe they still got Pierce. Stroud, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell. Houston going to be a problem on offense. Defense is not a slouch either. D'Amico Ryan's getting them right. Texans are definitely going to be a problem. Paul Sub said Texans going all in to finally make it past the divisional round.
Yeah.
Danny says, important lesson that I hate he had to learn. Once you start to succeed, not everyone from friends and family always have your best interests at heart. Protect your path. Very true. Very true. We start getting to the end towards the wrap up. But I want to throw this out there. What am I even typing? I am. So in the UFL, I don't know how many of you guys have been paying attention. But I do think that there is a star emerging in the UFL. It's a kicker, though. Jacob Bates. I don't know where he went to college, because wherever he went, I think he went to Arkansas for a minute, but wherever he went, he never kicked a field goal in college. He was a transfer. He didn't kick at this first college. As a matter of fact, the last time he kicked a field goal prior to this year was in high school. All he did was kickoffs. He was a kickoff specialist. Well, in the opening weekend, he kicked a 64-yarder to beat the St. Louis Battlehawks. This week, he kicked a 62-yard field goal. This man is on a roll. He's definitely going to end up, and Emory Hunt said this, and I truly believe it, he's probably going to kick a 70-yard field goal before the season is over with. Definitely looking forward to it. I've enjoyed seeing some of the games, the UFL games, in between some of these, you know, basketball games and stuff. So it's definitely going to be interesting. Uh-oh. Dave says, since they dropped the Louisiana teams, the New Orleans Breakers, I haven't watched at all. Yeah. Mm. Paul said, he said, Michigan Magic. It's the Panthers, I think. Michigan says, still remain powerless against the Stallions, 2-0, and the road to three-peat marches on. Yeah, the Stallions haven't, they don't like a six-game winning streak going back to last season. Them dudes are, I think they, I got to look. I want to say they've only lost like 3-4 games in 3 seasons, something like that. Yeah, it's crazy. D-Lob says, props to St. Louis having 40K in attendance. They miss their football. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Man, I want to do something, man. I want to open up the phone lines. Got something you want to talk about? Man, hit us up. Call up. Phone lines are open. The number. Hold on. I think I got the number. The number. 225-308-1234. That's easy enough. 225-308-1234. Let's talk about it. Some of you, you know what I'm saying? We talked about tonight. You want to give your input on, or if there's something, you know, you disagree with, call us up, man. We here. Let's talk about it. To D-Law's point about the 40K, me and Aunt, we mentioned this and talked about this a little bit. I think that more or less has to do with the fact that a lot of the teams who are in areas that don't have other professional squads, they're starting to, you know what I'm saying, pick up, like if you look at like the Birmingham squad, the Birmingham team, they get a lot of people come. Trying to think who else. St. Louis missed football. They've got hockey, they've got baseball, but they miss football, as you stated. Completely agree. I'm trying to think who else has teams. I know San Antonio has a team, but they were going to have a team because The Rock is going to make sure of that. Because I think they're like the San Antonio Brahmas. Houston has a team, Arlington, Memphis, Michigan. So, yeah. Yeah. But y'all give us a call. See if you got anything you want to get off your chest. We're here for it. Any other things in news that we missed that we didn't talk about? Oh, man, I do want to say rest in power to Davis. Is it Vontae Davis? He was found unresponsive in his home. They're now saying they think he may have slipped and fall in a sauna and hit his head. No foul play is suspected, but definitely sad story. Looking forward to that. Key said the Lakers. Oh, he said my Lakers. And the Lakers, they've been on a roll. They've got a tough win tonight against the Timberwolves. Looks like they could possibly be a 7 or 8 seed. it's not looking too good. They still would have to Denver or Minnesota. All right, here we go. Yo, this is Golden Boot. It's Pooh Bear. Who I'm talking with?
Danny.
Hey, Danny, what you got for us tonight?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. There's a little bit of delay, but we're good.
All right. What you got?
Hey, I just want to say that even in women's basketball, we're seeing that the MVP is becoming another popularity contest, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because Cardoza was good, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. and she was definitely an impactful player, but MVP she was not. There were bigger people on that team that got this win today, in my opinion. In fact, there were a lot of parts of this game where I felt like she had less impact than she has in some of the other games during the season. So I just didn't feel like she was the MVP on the floor. I just didn't. And then I also want to say that, in my opinion, if Fulwale had been a starter and not coming off the bench, she would have been threatening Juju's numbers this season, because that girl is special. And she's going to do some amazing things.
No. All right. So as far as the MVP, I definitely can understand that. I don't know who I would have picked for MVP, to be honest with you. I can't think of, because it used to be most outstanding player in the tournament. If that was the case, they probably would have gave it to Caitlin Clark. But in the title game, I have no idea who I honestly don't know who I would have picked for MVP. As crazy as it sounds, this kind of goes to your next point. Fuwale, I think, changed the game when she came in and how she energized the team, helped lead the comeback and stuff. I think even though she didn't have a lot of points, I think her impact on the game was a lot more. Raven Johnson's defense, I think, was a lot more. I just don't know who I would have picked. And honestly, Cardoza had the most points for South Carolina. I didn't even look at her rebounds and what she had, and she was a problem on the inside. As far as is Fuwale on the season, I don't think she would have had Juju number. She's capable, but they talked about Dawn Staley, that offense they run. There, she's not a person who's going to – I'm not going to say she doesn't allow it, but she wouldn't, like, night in and night out, she wouldn't have been able to take over games like that. So – because she would have kind of been forced to kind of push the ball to different players and let everybody eat. So, but I definitely agree.
That's true.
I definitely agree that she does have that talent. Juju's just in the right spot to do what she do. And Juju is special. She is very special. I don't know if she'll get there. If she stays 4 years, she could possibly threaten Caitlin Clark's numbers. It's crazy to say. 30 years, finally got somebody to do it, and we may have somebody who can challenge and do that this year. So, just crazy. Just my thoughts, though. But you got anything else for us, Danny?
Yeah, that's all I had.
All right, well, thank you.
That's all I had.
I appreciate you for calling.
All right.
Thank you, Danny. All right. Let's see. D-Love talked about the Chargers. Chargers have a weak fan base. I'd rather us went there to St. Louis than L.A. That's not necessarily bad. But you know why. You know why. I didn't talk about it. The Oakland A's, soon to be the Sacramento A's, as they're waiting for that, like, gajillion-dollar baseball stadium to finish being built, they are pushing for them to play in Sacramento for, I think, 25, 26, 27 with an option for 28. As the stadium may not be done until 29. So it's going to be interesting to see. Dave said he thinks the freshman should have gotten the most valuable player of the game. Which one? You talking about for Wiley? Oh, okay. Here it is. He said he thinks he called a future half. Cardoza had 15 and 17. Okay. Yeah, she had 15 and 17. Yeah, that's but Thompson had 19 points. Nobody else had, like, she had. Let me pull it back up because I could be lying to you, Dave, and you might be right. But if I'm not mistaken, Cardoza had 15, which was the most for South Carolina. Let me see. I'm pulling it up. He said Tessa had 19. She did off the bench. Tessa had 19 off the bench. Let's see. Cardoza had, yeah, she had 15 to 17. 7 offensive rebounds. So, yeah, that's true. I don't know. Yeah, 19 off the bench. So. Yeah. He said Johnson. Oh, you talking about Tessa Johnson. Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She had 19. Yeah, she had 19. Three of six from three. Yeah. Rev, hey, Daddy. He said he thinks the MVP is for both games. Oh, he said the MVP is for both games. Okay. So it's a Final Four MVP. Yeah, but having 15-17 title game. Yikes. That's big. These young players that showed out today should scare the SEC. South Carolina should scare the SEC, period, being that they do not – I could be wrong. I believe that – I thought they said that Cardoza is the only one that they're losing. Yeah, I mean, Raven Johnson on the sophomore. Oh, and Pow-Pow. I think Pow-Pow maybe. Where is Pow-Pow? Yeah, Pow-Pow gone. So you losing Cardoza and Pow-Pow? What about Kit? They didn't mention Kit much. What is she? Now, Kit a sophomore too, so. That's a lot coming back. A lot of production. Key said Pow-Pow coming back. Okay. Y'all might not agree, but South Carolina might run it back. I'm just saying. Yeah, Pow-Pow coming back. Everybody's saying so. There you go. So they're only losing three. I don't know which three. So you're only losing three out of your 9-person rotation? Okay. Okay, I mean, yeah. Oh, he said tree. They only losing tree. Oh. So you only losing one. Okay. All right. Let's see what LSU. All right. Y'all got, we got anything else before we get ready to get up out of here? See if there's any other sports news as we get ready for, I think the Lakers are actually getting ready to play now. Or they've at least, or they've started playing. Shout out to the softball team, LSU softball team. They won. They won today 4-3. I'm not going to talk about the baseball team. It's disheartening what we've seen from them. I don't know. I'm just let it be. Stop, Danny. She said, go from one whiny baby player to another. Caitlin Clark to LeBron. Stop. Yeah. All right. If we have nothing else, man. Softball has played well this weekend, yesterday. Yesterday they lost, but it was a pitching duel and they just got beat. Yeah, softball is definitely giving life. I haven't even checked up. What's up with gymnastics? I haven't heard much about gymnastics. Oh, Josh, you on it. Said gymnastics to the ship. Let's go. Matter of fact, let me look that up. Let me see what they got. Ooh, they were the Fayetteville regional champions, claims their 14th program title. They advanced to the NCAA championships. Let's see who all going to be there. Yeah, I did know that despite like a something with her elbow, like an elbow injury, Haley Bryant scored a perfect 10 on the vault and the uneven bars. And she won the all-around title with a 39.85. Man. Yeah, I got to see who all in the gymnastics finals now. All right, I don't even see none. So we look like I'm trying to see what all teams. I think they're still getting results in, so they hadn't put it out. Unless I missed it, unless somebody put it in here. Moving on to the semifinals against Arkansas. Yeah. Danny said Oklahoma is trying to keep us out both the gymnastics and keep us out on both the gymnastics and softball, starting to hate the Sooners, and they ain't even in the SEC yet. What's up, Rick? Rick said, hope all is well. Andrew Body showed out yesterday with a 70. I saw that. I don't know if we're doing HBCU tomorrow or not, but next time we do HBCU, I'm definitely, yeah, Alabama State got some, I think they got some special brewing over there. I need them to stay healthy. Andrew Body gonna be doing, he gonna be all right. So looking forward to that. Let me ask y'all a question before we get ready to get up out of here. What do y'all think about and I don't know how many of y'all pay attention. How do y'all feel about Kara Lawson turning down her alma mater of Tennessee to stay at Duke? What y'all think about that? I thought that was interesting. Cause I thought when they announced it, I was like, oh, that's a good fit for them. But yeah, that's going to be, I don't know. All right. So he 100. I like that. I like that, man. I hate I couldn't be there. But I know he was, man, he looked good in that black and gold. I'll say that. All right. All right, y'all. Anybody got anything else before we get ready to get up out of here? So, there is a curse to. Oh, says she acknowledges there is a curse to following Pat at Tennessee. Is Tennessee a job tainting by firing a coach with a winning record? I wonder if they fire her trying to get Lawson. I don't know. I'm just speculating there. I want to agree with this, except she's not technically following Pat. She's following somebody who followed Pat, if I'm not mistaken. Something like that. So, but yeah. It's going to be interesting. SEC about to get real interesting. Women's basketball with the additions of Oklahoma and Texas especially. And then you also got, you know, the coach from VTech now at Kentucky. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very competitive. Yeah, what's that? I don't get a Tennessee curse. I don't know. He said last two coaches had a Tennessee connection. She falls in that category. Who does? You talking about the current coach or Carl Lawson? Let's say because Carl played, though. I'm guessing you're talking about the coach that was just fired, just let go. And that brings up another question. Lawson? I thought Lawson played at Tennessee. Am I tripping? How's that not a Tennessee? Let me get on the Google machines before I lie to y'all. Yeah, she played at Tennessee. that is true. Listen, somebody asked me what I do at work. I said 90% of my job is Google. The other 10% is making sure that I can do what Google told me to do. So, but yeah, Carl Lawson. She was at Duke. I mean, she played at Tennessee under Pat at that. Yep, 99-03. All right, so I'm gonna ask one last question before we get ready to get up out of here, because Paul's just brought a great point. He talked about last two coaches has who we got. Thank you for calling the Golden Boot. It's Pooh Bear. Who am I talking with? Hello. Hello? Yeah, it is. How's it going? This is Chuck Hunt calling. What's going on, Chuck?
that would be quick. Watching the national championship, and I look at, you know, coach like Dawn Staley. We all know what kind of she's special. She reloads. But I wonder about Iowa. Caitlin Clark. In the music industry, it's my one hit wonder. I just wonder how this is going to work. Iowa, but you know, I'm not taking anything away from Lisa Bluter's head coach, but I wonder, can she come with us? And this, you can't go and just be tough to replacing Caitlin Clark.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Chuck. I think they done. You say one hit wonder. you say one hit wonder. This is who let the dogs out. This is Wayne Wonder. Don't let go. This definitely a one hit wonder. I think she out of there. I'm not the coach. I think the coach will stay there. I will have some success. I think they're done. As far as like being as dominant, yeah. Edwin says Sweet 16, maybe. Yeah. They losing, if I'm not mistaken, they losing three of their starting five.
Carolina, and like she's something special. And some of you are talking about Carol Lawson now. Tennessee looked like, you know, I thought Kelly Harper. I remember when she played at Tennessee. She played with our Shamiqua Hose Club. Kelly Jolly. I know she's married to Harper now, and Kelly Jolly, and she was a guard on the national championship teams with our Hose Club. Mm-hmm. I remember her and Shamiqua Randall.
Yeah, I remember them. Yes.
Yeah, but it's like they're not having great fortune with those Tennessee alumnus. Think about when after summit, Holly Waller, who was her long-term assistant and who she coached, it just didn't work out with her. And nice play, Kelly Caldwell, she's coming from Marshall. She could be the one that could turn things around. You never know, someone coming from a program such as Marshall.
You never know. So Tennessee, I think they are sleeping giant. They have talent. They've always gotten talent. Especially, saying the legend of Pat's summit there. I think Tennessee will be all right. I just thought it was ironic that Carol Lawson turned it down. I was for sure when the announcement came out, she was going to be the head coach. I was like, oh, that's a great pickup. But then she turned it down, or she said, nobody's talked to me. I don't know where this came from. I'm staying at Duke. I was like, whoa.
Because, sometimes, not what you think, sometimes it's someone like Caroline, sometimes these schools strange way of doing things. And I look at that SEC is going to be quite interesting when you just brought up. Look at the guy that used to be at Virginia Tech, Tony Brooks. He's now going to be at Kentucky. They were in the Final Four last year. To get to the national championship. And he has a great team. One of his assistants used to be an assistant up here in my area over at Louisiana Tech, Lindsay Hicks. She's on his staff at Virginia Tech. North of from her coming, I've worked at a restaurant. She's come to a restaurant. We checked quite a bit, and I didn't know what she was until last season. She's
not
on the sideline in Virginia Tech.
But Chuck.
I'm not gonna hold you up.
Oh no, man. Chuck, I appreciate you calling, man. Thanks for calling. Make sure you call us back next time.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's PAYCOR.com/leaders.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Man, he's out. He's got something going on and stuff, man. Just asking for.
Yeah. All right. I truly appreciate that you all take care and have a nice night and a great week.
You too, sir. You too, Chuck. Appreciate you.
Oh, okay.
All right. And Danny brought up something. Look, Danny, you be on it. She said, I would have gone after a big fish in a small pond, a big up-and-comer, which Marshall coach could be, but the Tamika Reed is underrated in my opinion. Edwin asked, wow, nobody talked to her? Yes, she interviewed for the Tulane job. I don't know if she was on the Tennessee list, but she did interview for the Tulane job, and Tulane went with someone else. So, yeah. But, you know, Tamika Reed is definitely on the verge. If you're a Jackson State fan, you might be a little nervous because her name pops up every time they talk about a new coach coming up, and especially if you want an up-and-comer, which I don't think she's an up-and-comer. The problem is where she's coaching at. People look at Jackson State, you know, saying kind of like small fish, but yeah. Yeah, there you go. Mr. Sports Information Source, Chuck Hunt. That's him. My guy, Chuck. Yes, Tennessee is a giant in women's basketball. They've just lost their footing in the Nebraska stage of replacing a legendary coach. That is a great analogy, the Nebraska stage. I like that. I like that. Only difference is, pause up, they are actually still winning, while Nebraska has not found a way to get W's lately. So they got Scott Frost, though. Well, not anymore, but you get what I'm saying. But I guess in the words of Pastor Pugh, will there be another? Anybody else got going to call up for get ready to get up out of here? But I will ask this. Paul Sub brought up about having connection to a school and schools wanting to replace those coaches. My question for you, Paul Sub, and for everybody, would you rather your school find coaches who have connections, or would you rather your school find a available coach that is, I guess, a proven coach? They may not have connection. And does that matter on the sport? That's the question I have for y'all. That's the question I have for y'all. Does it depend on the sport? Should your school have a connection or what? All right. Give me 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. I will be right back. Sorry about that delay. Now, back to the question at hand. As we stated before, should your school, if they're replacing the coach, find somebody with connections, or should they just go with the best available option? So Edwin says, can you give an example of a proven coach that doesn't have connections? Is that someone who is old and not connected in today's basketball scene? So here's an example for you. A couple years ago, LSU was looking for, to replace Will Wade. A name I was thinking, Ralph Sampson, who's now at Houston. He's had success even when before Houston became Big 12 member. They were still making runs in the tournament. So he was able to, because let's be honest, LSU is not a basketball powerhouse. They have the ability to become a sleeping giant, but they just aren't there. So they don't necessarily recruit like all this top level talent like some of the other teams in the SEC. So you're gonna need a coach who could have like some success with lower level talent, I guess you could say. That sounds disrespectful. I don't mean it in that way. I thought Ralph Sampson was a good answer. He doesn't necessarily have, as far as I know, he doesn't have any LSU ties. So that's what I mean by someone without LSU ties, but is a proven coach. So Danny says, I'm starting to question proven. I think we can be concerned that our coach was voted as the coach players least want to play for when it comes to connections referring to KM. It's to Kim Mulkey. So I didn't even talk about that. I forgot about that article that came out. So it was an article came out about coaches that players don't want to play for. Kim Mulkey's name was on there at the top by a landslide. With that said, I do think there's some BS to that article, Danny. There are, and especially in the era of transfer portal, kids don't necessarily want to play for a coach who's going to, I'm gonna say, push them. If that means, you know, they don't necessarily have to play for a Bobby Knight if they can play for a Nate Oates. If you understand what I mean by that. If they can play for a coach who can be, who doesn't necessarily have to have so much tough love on them, then they're not going to necessarily go that route. I do think it's silly for somebody to say, I wouldn't want to play. Well, for them, how they were putting it, Kim Mulkey, I wouldn't want to play for her. So I think that's kind of silly. Paul Sub say, I would say it's dependent on the sport. For LSU, the best available option has been our bread and butter. So, yeah, I don't think LSU is, if I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't think LSU has ever taken I'm not going to say ever, but when I think about baseball and basketball, I don't think LSU is necessarily taking the connection guy. They've taken more of a proven or best available kind of approach. Okay. Yeah. Edwin says, yep, kids that want a lot of tough love, they may accept it if they are winning championships. Yeah. Johnny Jones was a connection. He was a former player, which is ironic because since leaving LSU, Johnny Jones has been to multiple NCAA tournaments, so at Texas Southern, which is hilarious to me. But yeah, Johnny Jones was a connection. So I thought if we had looked at connections that route, I think we should have got Tony Benford, who's at TCU right now, if I'm not mistaken. I thought he was a good option. best available should be top priority in transitions. Yeah. Yeah. And again, title of the show, context matters. Because of the situation with the probation and everything that LSU was going through, it wasn't necessary. Some of these coaches that, you know, that I said that we probably should, like Ralph Sampson, Tony Benford, they may not have been willing to. Because if you Ralph Sampson, why would you leave and come to a school where they may be facing sanctions and stuff like that? That may not necessarily fit. As long as it fits your culture. That's what Edwin Moore says. I think winning is everybody's culture. So, for the most part. But we're going to see. We are going to see. Because Alabama just went through a coaching change in football. We're going to see. It's going to be interesting how that works out. So, because I don't know. I don't think that's definitely not a culture fit thing. I think that was a best fit. There's no connection there. Now, some of the coaches on that staff have connections now, but yeah. So Edwin says the current LSU football coach doesn't appear to be a good culture fit. From the outside, yes. Brian Kelly is not a – but if you look at it, Edwin, outside of right now Kim Mulkey, look at your major sports, your basketball, baseball, football, Kim Mulkey is the only person from Louisiana or kind of the quote-unquote culture fit. Ed Orgeron was a culture fit. Les Miles was not a culture fit. Nick Saban wasn't a culture fit. Skip Bertman was not a culture fit. Maneri was not a culture fit. Jay Johnson's not a culture fit. But the thing about that is, and what I've learned about Louisiana, I've said it before, if you love Louisiana, Louisiana will love you back. So the quote unquote culture fit is not necessarily a big thing. As long as you get there, you respect respect what's going on, the culture that is already established. A lot of times that will suffice, and people will accept you and love you, and and especially if you're winning. So that's all that really matters. Man, let me go ahead and get off of here. I do appreciate everybody that's called in, Chuck and Danny. Everybody that's chimed in the chat. I don't want to name all y'all because it's a lot of y'all. But I do appreciate y'all tuning in. Hey, again, say prayers for my man Ant and his family. Hold on. Let me get my theme music going. So we get ready to get up out of here. I don't know if y'all can hear it. I can't hear it. What's up, Dave? All right, man. We'll be back sometime. Maybe back this week. Most likely to be back next week. Just tune in. Go ahead and hit that notification bell so you'll get notified every time we go live. And like that, we got this show was presented by betonline.ag.
Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe on Twitter at Golden Boot. On Instagram at Golden Boot. On YouTube at The Golden Boot Pod. On Facebook at The Golden Boot Pod.
Golden!
This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders. That's paycor.com/leaders.